said, can you help me, please? He looked at me and asked me what I've got. I said, I don't know, but it hurts a lot. Son, he said, where's the pain? I don't know, I've never quite felt this way. He said, you gotta tell me where it hurts the most. I said, my brain, and it's getting worse. That's when my head pops open and everybody screams. Cause my brain fell out of my skull and filled with teeth. And they planted themselves behind those balls that see. And then the doctor needed help just like me. Stumbled down the plain white hall, dragging ourselves across the sterile wall. Fell out the front door into sunlight. No brain, no eyes, just seats we were sight. Approached by a cautious officer of the law. Took one look at us and lost his jaw. He had to call the army up. They knew no better than him, but they knew he wouldn't last. So they put us on a boat and sent us out to sea. I asked if anyone was a sailor, but none said me. So when we felt the sail get swept up by the breeze, we had no hope and the water would continue to ignore us. Washed up on a sandy shore, our lives were spared, but we needed a little more. We found some food and it even tasted good. We wondered if we'd be safe, and we hoped we would. But the night in the dark, we heard a sound. It must have come from something big, cause it was loud. That's when we knew we weren't alone. This island wasn't big, but something called it home. It leapt out from the bushes like a beast, and it opened its mouth and showed its ugly teeth. But just then some of our feet entered its brain, and we saw in its soul eyes that they killed its name. And from that moment on, that island became home to us all. Me and them and feast and teeth and all. And at night it would let out a happy call. Over the days we collected sticks and rocks and used them to build our homes and our shops. We had a whole world that was all ours, and the rains would sweep in fast to give us showers. Then a boat and rose to shore through mystic fire, that despite all our adventures we'd survive. They said, come back now that you're all civilized. But we sent them back without a sweep. That's when we became a spectacle. Some believed and some were skeptical. They sent more planes, more books, more food and prayers. What they'd wanted would surprise us if we cared. They said, hey, that thing that's hiding in your head. I said, walk these scenes that almost made me dead. Yeah, by chance you couldn't spare a few. Well, I suppose I've got enough for a few of you. Once again, my skull broke through its fleshy crown, and the seed flew through the air into the crowd. They clasped their hands, looked up, and bent to kneel. Then they said, hey, this isn't what we thought we'd do. I guess what you need is an answer. Well, I wish I had one that was fancier. You see, the seeds only hurt when you're alone. When you find others, you just simply feel at home. The explanation sent them on their way, and they've never since returned, I hate to say. Sometimes I wonder if they learned a lesson, or if the world beyond our island is still guessing. It doesn't matter much if the seeds make us astray, and the ones who ace will always fight the play. And at times, although we find ourselves lonely, the seeds will find you and show you just like they've shown me.